It's time for Horsepower, Chrome, and Rust, the greatest automotive podcast in the known world with Ron Foreman, Brady Wright, and Steve Johann. Let's find out what's going on this week. What in the world is going on? Happy, I hope your Labor Day weekend went good. This is Tuesday, September 8th, 2020. And Brady Wright, Ron Foreman, your host, Steve Johann, the producer. Literally millions of listeners because everybody is too tired to do anything. Y'all sunburned from the weekend. Yeah. So this is the 152nd episode of Horsepower, Chrome, and Rust. We are, as you well know, on iTunes and iHeartRadio and Spotify and Podomatic.com and a whole bunch of other ones daily. Steve is finding new podcast sites where we are propagated, and I can barely spell propagated, so, you know, it's the biggest word I've used this week. Thanks for liking and following our Facebook page. All the latest shows are getting there, and many, many more than used to be are on video, which is really frightening because then I can see how old I actually look. This is actually
scary. You look pretty good for your age.
Oh, don't start with the for your age crap. Jeez, now you're
I used to think anybody over 50 was old, and then
you
hit
50.
50, it's like,
50's not so bad.
No, not at all.
So our first segment is always Back to the Blacktop, and that's where Steve rummages around in the glove compartment and comes up with automotive news and information as usual. And today he has something that is so amazing, I don't even know what it is.
Well,
that's two of us.
Yes. Well, update on the Nikola Motors. They are teaming up with General Motors in a $2 billion deal that the two new partners say will save them billions of dollars while helping bring new zero-emissions vehicle technology to the market at lower costs. But as part of the deal, it rolls out like this. GM plans to produce the Nikola Badger truck while providing both batteries and fuel cell systems for both the Nikola pickup and the Class 7 and Class 8 semi-trucks Nikola is developing.
Sorry, wait a minute. The truck is called what, the Badger?
We don't need no stinking badgers.
I like it. That's really great. That's
badger.
like the honey badger.
Yes.
Honey
yes,
badger don't care.
Well,
I like it.
It is badger. So GM is receiving $2 billion worth of stakes within the company. That's 11% stake in the 11% ownership of the company in kind services.
It's more money than I have in my pocket right now.
But let's listen to this. Founded in 2014, Nikola has yet to produce its first commercial product.
See, I love this.
That's 6 years to have fun building prototypes based on investor money.
What I take from this is
a ton of tax breaks for both companies, keep investors happy, and keep their fun factory chugging along another couple of years while they continue to promise more amazing hybrid vehicles to come to the showroom in some distant point of the future.
R&D is a great...
It is.
I don't want to say scam, because it's not. I mean, if you're actually researching and developing something. But boy, it's a way to spend money without actually having a product.
Oh, and there are many companies who have done this.
You know what? One of them is called Indiegogo.
Yes.
And they actually are a website. I hate to promote them, but I'm going to. They do... pre-funding and stuff for all kinds of cool new inventions. There's one guy that's making a new multi-tool that he's been fronting for a year and a half, and eventually have it, but it's kind of cool.
Sounds
a lot of
like
money
it.
Up front.
Well, speaking of partnerships, GM has and will continue to expand its partnership with Honda Motor Company to work to build battery-built vehicles. See, here's this common denominator here. Seems to me anything related to...
Money for nothing.
Yes, anything related to electric has become a joint venture so as to spread out the pain of building electrified cars, something the vast majority of the public have shown very little interest in purchasing, thus providing and proving there's very little profits in that sector. And yet they're being... coerced, forced, mandated by the governments around the
world. Encouraged.
And so what they're saying is, fine, we'll put in this money and we'll kind of do these like little jump the hoop kind of things.
Because then we can say that we're doing this cool new technology.
That's exactly
well, let's start our own electric car company.
I think we could.
Heck yeah.
Ron Power.
No. The Brady Mobile.
It'll all be pre-1970s vehicles retrofitted with electric and we're
Gremlins.
Electric.
Let's gather up all the Gremlins.
Well, we're going to get electric in motors that are double the horsepower of the Teslas so that we can really put killer machines together.
Electric Tuckers.
Tucker yes. torpedoes.
Can you imagine your wife's car with a 1,000 horsepower Ooh. Electric motor?
I can imagine the frame falling out on the ground.
Let's go drifting. There's no frame.
But
There's,
we do yeah, know, no and we will get him back on, there is a great guy building the electrified Broncos. And,
yeah, oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah, those are unique, really cool. And he's doing it right.
Well, the 67 so, to 77
that's
Broncos,
right.
the single most popular of oh, the early are. SUVs. I mean, I hate to say SUVs, but that's really what they were. In fact, I saw one. We were in Coeur d'Alene over the weekend, Idaho, and I saw a really nice one on the street, original, all that.
Was it brown?
No, it was blue.
All right.
That Bronco blue.
Yep.
And like it was in a used car lot for sale, and I went back just to see like what that wow. thing was going for. It was a 70, and the guy wanted $4,000. It ran.
What?
Whoa.
I went, I wonder if I got four.
You know, yeah, like, I know. Like,
checking my sock to see if I got it.
Yeah.
I came awful close. Man. I didn't have any way to get it back.
Did you happen to go through Kellogg?
No, we didn't.
Because you didn't get to that far. Because
no.
that's where the big dealer that...
Dave Smith?
Dave Smith.
Oh, yeah.
Dave has 900 dealerships. We saw yes. about six of them while we were there.
I know. Yeah, yeah. Well, two individuals get nailed for not rendering unto Caesar his dues. Mario Paralato.
Don't ever say that.
And Gigi. Let's just say Mario and Gigi
yeah, there you are.
Of Miami, Florida and Washington, D.C. Pleaded guilty to one count of subscribing to false tax returns in court because they have basically been buying supercars. And
Ooh.
They are steering limited edition supercars to a select subscriber customer base. So they you know, our guest who we had from up in Ferndale who brings these special imports.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
He's kind of doing the same thing. They work these in right. between. Well, but he's pocketing the difference of the
of
actual price and the going price that he gets for it.
I'm pretty
and
sure
not
that's
reporting that.
Illegal. I'm almost
yeah,
sure that,
so
that would be a crime.
Especially if it's a business.
It is a business.
Yeah, you can't
but,
do
you
that.
Know, he got nailed. They got nailed. And so.
You'd be better off just not paying your taxes as opposed to trying to fudge them.
I know.
Because yeah. they'll follow you. You
they'll
know.
Find you.
They will find you. Isn't that how they took down. The big mobster guy.
Capone? Yeah, tax evasion.
Willie Nelson.
And Willie Nelson got nailed.
Poor yeah. Willie.
Well, we won't start going through no. the whole laundry list of well-known people.
Willie came back.
As new vehicle sales continued suffering because of the medical martial law being imposed upon the public, manufacturers are banking on new products to help them stay afloat, as in the new Dodge Ram trucks.
Oh, yeah.
And they're coming out with a new version of the 1500 Ram 2500 and 3500 heavy-duty models featuring various options and personalizations, and they begin, they're called the Limited Night Editions.
They're a really great job of marketing. You know, they don't say Dodge anymore.
No, they say Ram.
They are just Ram. They rebadged the whole
yep.
thing.
I want to change the M to a T.
Rat.
Rat.
Rat. Now, how do you? How much do you think these things start out at?
Well, 25,000.
Yeah, 22,25.
No, 62K.
Oh, you're Holy talking crap. About, wait,
the
you're
Ram.
Talking about the, well, not the Ram, the basic Ram
1500.
Isn't that much.
I'm talking about the limited night
oh, the, yeah,
edition
yeah. Oh,
Ram
no, don't 1500. Know. So what's so special about it?
It's all blacked out,
right? It's got all sorts of specially painted oh. colors and different oh. options you can order. And it begins at 62,000.
Wow. Well, you know,
think of the Ford Raptor.
Well,
I mean,
Lincoln
that
did
again,
that. Lincoln did that several years ago with the Blackwood.
That's right.
That was their pimped up,
oh, yeah.
you know, pickup truck that you had
Limited.
To have, except
like the Cadillac.
It wasn't anything special.
Yeah.
I mean, Lincoln shouldn't have been making pickup trucks in the first place.
Wasn't the Cadillac Escalade, which was the Suburban?
Well, yeah, but they sold a ton of Escalades.
I know.
But so this one, so what's the special
well,
deal
Well, it's
with
just
the
called the Limited Night Editions, and it's going to have a lot of personalizations you can options.
Night as in K-N?
Yes.
So does it talk,
N-I-G-H-T.
Is it Kit?
No. Knight Rider.
Come on.
God, now that would be a Q thing. Ram Rider.
You're killing me.
Ram Rider. They
no,
could call it the Ram Rider. Ram Rider edition.
There's too many bad jokes in there. I don't think we don't even want to go in.
The Ram Rider.
No, stop.
Sounds like a porn star.
I don't even want to know.
I think there was, never mind.
If you,
we won't
if you
go
buy
down
one,
right.
then you got to get a mustache. It's,
yeah.
There's no
the gold
well,
chains,
that's
all that stuff.
No, I'm talking about the Cowboys. Come on.
You can't save this. Good try, but you're not going to save this. Seriously, though, 62K.
62K. Start
that
off.
Actually isn't bad. That's not bad for a special edition truck.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for tuning in. Coming up on the Windshield View, we're going to talk with a guy whose business is making your ride shine. Huh? You like that?
Shine.
Horsepower, Chrome, and Rust continues. Stick with us. Cartoons Magazine is back. You know those crazy car comics from the past. They've returned in the all-new Cartoons Magazine, featuring some of your favorite artists along with a whole slew of brand new ones, all working together to bring you an entire magazine full of one laugh-out-loud auto-related story after another. Bi-monthly issues are available at your local comic book store, newsstand, and directly through Cartoons Magazine website at cartoonsmag.com. That's cartoonsmag.com, where you can subscribe to a whole year's worth of fun. Cartoons Magazine, there's nothing else like it.
Hey, it's Hillary Nowak from Ink and Iron in Oakville, Ontario, Canada, and you're listening to Horsepower, Chrome, and Rust. We can't help you with the horsepower, but we can definitely help you with the chrome and rust.
I'm more resourceful than I thought.
My suit can still make an impression.
My video games are still game changers.
And my lamp can bring others a bright future.
Because when I donate my stuff to Goodwill,
it helps fund job placement and training for people right in my community.
Now my stuff gets a second chance.
And will give someone in my community
a second chance too.
Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. That's goodwill.org. This message brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind.
Life is worth more than a text.
Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
In 95, I helped tow your trailer. And in 09, it was sparks from me, your chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
My mind's out of gear, and my heart's in overdrive. I've everything to fear. I ain't never been more alive.
Horsepower, Chrome, and Rust is back with the first half of the Windshield View, featuring our guest, Tyran Shine.
That's it.
Owner of Shine Automotive Detailing.
Automobile Detailing Tyran.
Glad to have you here. Yeah. Welcome, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So I gotta say, first off, Tyran Shine is the best possible name for a guy who's got a mobile detailing shop.
Shine, I love it. Yeah.
But I also gotta tell how Tyran and I got hooked up. Every night, and sometimes a couple of times a day, I take my dogs up to the local off-leash dog park, and they love playing around with it. Because I got a dog that's half pit bull, and Tyran's got a dog that is complete pit bull.
Oh yeah, and she's big.
So how old is?
She's 4 months.
She's
like 40 pounds.
She's
right
this
now.
Gigantic wow. And really gorgeous, light gray and white pit bull with a little pink nose. She's got blue eyes.
Don't
just
forget the blue eyes.
No, man, just a gorgeous dog. And so you know, we strike up a conversation. Then I find out he's got a car business. Say, well, you got to come on the show because this is clearly, I mean, it's.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
that's
a good
it.
Thing. But
here.
So I guess the first question is how did you get into doing auto detailing? Because it's kind of a specialized sort of thing to do.
Well, shoot, you know, well, back home where I'm from, this is kind of like we get up and do this every day. So for fun, you know, we don't be thinking about making money off of it because this is what I used to just wake up doing. Just let me wake up and just detail my car and just
so where's
go
home?
For a ride. Hobbs, New Mexico.
Hobbs,
New Mexico.
Yes, sir. Wow.
Hobbs sounds like a thriving population center.
5,000? I don't know. It's probably bigger. It's bigger than that. I mean, it's a little bigger.
Is it a suburb or someplace?
It's like 4 hours away from Albuquerque.
Oh, okay,
3 hours away from El Paso. Right.
So you're in the desert up there.
Yeah, I'm in there where it's hot, dirt, all that.
You had to detail
heat.
A lot.
That's why he's doing it every day.
And then on top of that, that's why I said every morning you wake up, you just get up and do something
well
to your car.
Your car.
You might as well detail it because it's dusty for sure. You know what I'm saying? So, came out here 2 years ago, and I just like, man, I didn't know what to do when I came out here. So I was like, man, I'm gonna do what I know, and I know how to detail. A lot of people got cars.
There are a lot of cars around here. A
lot of money to be made, so I'm just trying to make some.
Nice. Well, you know, it's kind of cool because, people think, well, you wash your car and you wipe down the seats and that's pretty much it. But
it goes deep.
Yeah, if you've ever been to or contracted an auto detailer, I mean, they got tools that you never see and tricky, you know, toothbrushes.
I watch them on YouTube sometimes.
Yeah, like, yeah. I mean,
they
I can't
spend
even.
Hours on the internet showing you how to do it. So just imagine how it is in real, you know. So it's a lot of stuff people think their cars are clean, and then they call me and I'll be like, and you spent 3 hours still on top of what I did. Yeah, your car wasn't as clean as you thought it was, but now you're good to go. Now I guarantee you good to go.
So where do you start with getting the car? Because, I mean, obviously you can wash the exterior, but that's really not it.
Yeah, well, a lot of people like the inside, so I like to take it real down to the deep, get the shampoo and all that, and get all the grit and everything out. You know, all the little corners, some people really take it into detail about how they want their cars. It's unbelievable how some people are, but, you know, you got people like us that know how to get to it and get it right. So I like, my favorite is the exterior, like you said. So a lot of people like the outside of their car shining and clean, so I like to get it right. So I spend all my hours on that. But don't forget the inside, though, because people like to sit in there and also be comfortable. When you get in your car, you want to feel comfortable. Like I tell everybody all the time, you can't just get in your car. Don't you feel dirty, you know? So when I get in my car, I like to feel clean so I feel comfortable, put me confidence. I know what I'm doing, you know?
Sure.
So that's why I like to clean them. When I do everybody else's, I want them to feel like that when they get in there, you know? Feel confident when you get in here. Drive up. Just like I did a lady's car today. I'm starting my job today. I need to feel clean when I pull up. Well, look, you called the right person because this is what I like. I felt like I did extra on her car because she wanted to feel like that. So I'm like, okay, she's passionate, and I love to be passionate about it. So that's how I am about it.
Yeah.
I love that because what you're saying is, and I didn't even thought about that. You've got people that do a lot of sales or, you know, they're in their car a lot. But they want to be presentable because they're presentable when they're going in to make their connections.
Exactly.
And then when you're in a car and you really, it's like it's dirty. And, you know, because I did a little detailing on my wife's car because she drives around from patient to patient. But hers is a rolling medical unit, basically. And so she gets tons of stuff in there, so we have to clean it out.
Yeah, sure.
And I was down there doing some of the corners, and I thought, boy, you know, if I was a detailer, you'd be in there with the shampooer, and you'd be sucking in the seats. Boy, the seats could really come over with.
Well, in the right.
In between, like, people's seats, they fold up. So a lot of people just go and they just sweep over it. Now you got to get in there and you got to scrub that
unfold
stuff up out of there. Yeah, yeah.
That's where you find all the dog biscuits.
Exactly.
And the other
stuff. You know, a lot of people don't do it. A lot of people won't get that deep.
French fries.
You know what I'm saying? Find a lot of stuff, man. You got to get down and dirty with it sometimes.
I actually have a semi-clean car story or a story about a semi-clean car. It's a clean story, believe me.
Right.
But this actually goes back to a woman I knew as a realtor. And she, you know, took people out to look at houses. And she, you know, she was doing reasonably high-end houses at one particular point. And she took this guy out for a showing. And he was pretty well-connected sort of a guy. A lot of money. He was a Microsoft. You know, he had a buck and a half to spend. And she was driving him around in her car. Now, her car was a Honda Accord. It wasn't brand new. It was a couple of years old. But, a fairly decent car, as cars go. Mm-hmm. But she was one of those people who kind of kept stuff in the back seat. Like, there would be an empty water bottle or, you know, just the kind of stuff.
A phone book 2 years old.
Stuff like that.
Can't have it like that.
Yeah, man. Leftover, you know, stuff. And so he, at one point, she was going to take him for another showing, and he said, we can take my car.
Because her car was dirty.
Yeah, and she didn't quite get it. And he said, it's just, I think my car's cleaner than yours. And, oh, God, she was, like, you know, devastated.
Sure.
And she called up a guy. I wish she'd been in town at that point, but this was years ago. But she called up a guy, and he came out and just absolutely, you know, pimped her car.
Right.
And he was ready
to ride then.
She went to pick the guy up, and he says, oh, this is much nicer. And he was subtle about it, but you knew exactly what it was. Yeah. I don't want to ride this bus box.
My son does Ubering,
don't.
For instance.
Yeah.
Perfect. And he is pretty.
Yeah.
He gets in there, and when he first got it, he outfitted it out. He put some digital lighting in the back underneath the seats so that when they get in there, if you drop something, they could see down there.
Yeah.
He said, you don't realize how many people drop their cell phone, and
they
can't find their cell phone. By having those little digital lighting,
it
helps them to find what they're.
But then if you put in the lights.
But
then
he's
got to
keep it clean.
Yeah, it's got to be clean.
Because everything
the
lights
going to. If he's got trash on the floor.
Just gonna show it.
He's not the cleanest guy either.
Just tell your son to call me, man. I'll take care of it for him, man.
There you go.
I'll take care of it for him, man. Just tell him to get a hold to me.
Right. Well, so I was just gonna ask. Everybody's, you know, standard like personal driving car is one thing, and clean is clean. I mean, there's kind of, you know, no one definition of clean. It's whatever you want it to be.
Right.
But we know a lot of people who have custom cars and hot rods, show cars that are, you know, literally a statement of wealth,
art,
and art. And those people, they want a car clean enough that you could eat off any available surface.
Right.
And I know you do that, but that starts, you know, way different from clean up my car so I can drive it and not feel ashamed, right?
Yeah, right.
Do you show cars?
Yes, I do show cars. I do any kind of cars, actually. So it don't even really matter. So whatever anybody want to get clean, I can clean it for you.
Yeah.
Hot rods, whatever.
I want to talk about some of the products and stuff that you use.
Okay.
And some
the steps.
Specialized tools and steps and stuff. We're getting kind of down here to where we need to take a break. But okay. I definitely, we're going to talk about hot rods and show cars here because that's something that a lot of the people that listen to the show are going to want to know stuff like that. Plus, of course, we're going to want to know how to get a hold of you, and we'll cover that as we get a little closer to. Our guest is Taran Shine. It's Shine Automobile Detailing, and we'll give you all the names and numbers and all that kind of stuff before we get too deep into the show. But yeah, more coming back. It's Ron's turn. What do you got?
What do I have about what?
What question? We thought maybe you had a question.
Oh, no. I think we're pretty much done with the segment. We're going to take a break.
Yeah. Okay. So with the Windshield View, we'll be right back with Taran Shine.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
All of that and a whole bunch more. And we want to see pictures of your dog.
I've got some now.
He's got pictures of the dog. We're going to see.
Awesome.
You're into cars, you love a good time, and you'd rather build it than buy it. You just might love the Rad Bastards. We're a family-oriented, nonprofit organization. We believe in 1969 and older, in the rough is enough. Real steel and iron, old-school, traditional hot rods and rat rods. We get together, have fun, help each other build, and cruise like crazy, because that's what car clubs are supposed to do. The Rad Bastards are a new class of old-school, and our signature event is the Infestation every July. Join us at cruise-ins all over the Puget Sound and on the Rad Bastards Car Club page on Facebook.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Sensory sensitivity, repetitious behavior, lack of eye contact. You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter. A lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
That's just one adoption story that started at a shelter. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Nurse, set up an IV. And you, her boyfriend, you were the driver?
Yes, doctor, but I didn't mean to hurt her. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Just buzzed? Oh, then your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie, I feel great.
She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No, not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation and the app.
Back in Vehicle City. Yes, we are. And back with the second half of the Windshield View on Horsepower, Chrome, and Rust. And let's get back to the conversation with Taran about detailing. And one of the things I wanted to kind of go into is, are the steps that go into detailing? Because, you know, I know that I tend to wash the car first, wipe it down, work on the interior or exterior first, and then turn around to the interior. But there may be a better way of doing that. Why don't you explain your approach to how you go about detailing a car?
See, the way I usually go about it, if I'm going to do a full detail to it, I just go and I'll wash that thing down real good, you know, just how you would regular wash a car, you know, just wash it real good, you know, scrub it down, make sure, because you got to buff it, so you got to make sure you don't leave nothing extra on there. So wash it real good, and then I, while it's drying off or whatever, I'll go in the inside, and let, because I got to get let all that water drip off of there, so I'll do the inside, I do your shampoo, the seats, the floors, the doors, the windows, let it smell good. Shut it down. Then I'm on the outside. Then I start your buff. If it's black, I do a three-step process. Or not even just black, like any colors that's dark, I do a three-step process. I buff, polish, and then I do a hand wax. Just to make sure it's good, you know, because that them darker colors, they need to last long, you know, and it's a little harder than a light color like a white or a gray, you know. So.
Well, plus you can see any swirl or any mark,
yeah,
like dark blue or purple or black. That's another reason.
You know, that's why you got to do that three-step, because that polish is the most important part.
Step back. What do you mean buffing? What do you mean about buffing? Are you using compound?
Yeah,
or
buffing with the compound. Some cars might need a little heavy cut. Just depends on how many scratches they got, because I take off
scratches.
Do you
do any clay blocking?
Yeah, if I feel like the car need it, then I will, but most 9 times out of 10, they're pretty decent out here. Most people come with the newer car, so I really don't even really have to really buff them, so I might just do like a light banana wax on it, just because I like the paint. I want the paint to stay as fresh as possible.
Right.
I don't believe in just buffing it just to buff it.
Okay,
you know what
sure.
I'm saying? So if you want to buff your car, and I look and I'll be like, look, man, you really don't need to buff it. If I do this and this, it'll be just as good and last just as long, you know? So I'll tell you. But if you really want it buffed, then I will. But, you know, I don't really like the buff too much because, like I said, it takes down paint every time you do that. So
yes,
I want
you do.
To stay looking fresh and as shiny as possible.
Now, do you attack the engine bay? Because I'm a very big believer of a clean engine tends to make your engine run better.
If you want that, I got that. I can do that for you, no problem. I know how to do it all, so... A lot of people don't want you touching the motors, and a lot of people do. So, like you said, when you get to more show cars and stuff like that, yes, I have the tendency to do all that wheel wells, all the wheels. If you need me to take the wheels off to clean them, I can do that. So, you know, it can get down, and it can get deep. But right now, we're just kind of still at a basic, because just for the regular customers, you know.
So, when you do an engine, what are the tricks? Because I know sometimes if you do it not the right way, you can get water in areas that you don't want to get it into, and now all of a sudden the engine doesn't start up so well.
Yeah.
Takes time to get that air thing dried. So explain kind of the details you use, what kind of chemicals or whatever that you would use.
The main thing on the engine bay is degreaser. You know, you just got to get that degreaser and get it on there right, nice and high it's supposed to be, and when you get that pressure washer, just get it off of there. Like, I like to just get on there and get off of there real quick. And whatever you miss, just get you a rag, man, and just go back and wipe it down.
One thing that I know a lot of people, especially about engine degreaser, if you miss any, then the engine, it smells funny for a week.
Yeah.
You got to get all that stuff off of there.
That's the thing, too. So if you're spraying it heavy in the spot, you got to know where you're spraying it heavy at, so you can go back and get it, make sure you get it all off. And like I said, you miss anything, just go back and wipe, get a rag, get you a microfiber, and wipe it down.
So is there something different that you'd use for, like, plastics? Because a lot of plastic and...
No, I basically use the same. I just, on my chemicals, the way I dilute it, so just some I got heavy and some I got just kind of light. So just depending, like I said, I always look at what I'm doing first, and then I just go from there.
Sure.
And do you use a professional grade products that you're using that are made for professional detailers like yourself versus, let's say, you just go in the store and buy something off the shelf?
Yeah, you can go to AutoZone, they got everything for you, but I usually get my stuff off a chemical truck, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I got a couple chemical dudes on the chemical trucks I use, and I'm a professional, so I got to use professional products, man.
Sure.
Right on.
I got two questions. One of them is about the interiors. Are there particular spots in the interior of a car where you know you're always going to find, you know, stuff that most people don't get out of, like the wheel, I mean the seat tracks, or like you said earlier, down the back of, you know, in between the bottom of the back
the
of the
side,
seat, in front of the seat, like
the
that.
The side of the seat, right between the seat belt.
Yeah.
That's the most people.
I just did that. It was all caked up with dust.
Everybody,
the gum wrappers and the French fries.
Everywhere I go, people, that's the main people. People don't even really care about if the rest of the car is clean. Yeah. Just get the side of my seat, please, because I cannot get that.
Well, plus when you open the door,
you
could see like, that's a little ugly. Yeah.
Have you ever taken the seats out of a car?
Well, I haven't personally, but if they want to get down like that and they're willing to pay, then
sure,
I'm with it. Okay. I'm with it.
The other question I was going to ask you is about show cars particularly. We've got a lot of folks who listen who have like serious show cars. They're going to get ready to put their car in a show. They may spend 2 days just detailing the thing out so that it's literally perfect. The undercarriage, they'll put a mirror under the car, sure, you know, in the display. And that's a lot of work. Do stuff like that? I mean, is that something that you're down to do?
Or? I haven't really just got to do a show car like that, but if somebody wants it done and they want to contact me, then I can do stuff like that. No problem.
Do you have your own steam cleaner?
Car?
No, I don't have my own steam cleaner yet.
You have a power washer?
Yeah, I got a power washer. And usually I just do mobile, so I just use I usually do a lot of hand washes.
Okay.
So I make sure it's good, you know.
Because if you're doing the undercarriage, you got to be steam cleaning that sucker underneath there to break all that crap up there.
See, what we need to do for Turan, we need to let you know when the next shows and stuff that we're going to be at are, so you show down there and get your cards on everybody's windshield.
That's the thing to do right
pick
there.
Pick some business up that way.
I keep cards for you.
I know. Well, we got them here. Speaking of which, let's do this. The name of the company is Shine Automobile Detailing, and it's the number, which we're going to put on the page along with the show, is 425-299-7900. You gotta print these things with bigger numbers for us old guys.
I can see it from here.
Oh, wait. It's if
you
only
I can see it from here. Hold on, man. Hold on.
Flipped it over, then I would know. Yeah.
I got to make sure it's right for everybody's needs.
Yeah,
man.
Well, you know, but you got eyes like mine. You believe me, this is the side I should be looking
Flip
at.
It
yeah,
over.
We'll make sure that it's on there so people know.
So, Tyran, you are a mobile.
Yeah.
And a lot of the guys I knew do mobile because it's easier to go to where they're at. It keeps you from having to own a shop. You just have a van. I take it you got a van.
Yeah, I just got my car right now. I use my car, so that's how I'm getting around. But I'm looking into getting the transit real quick.
Yeah, those things are
I've been hearing
the
about those.
Deal these days. Yeah, because everybody's using them.
Because I don't really have to have a lot of products with me, so I don't really need that much stuff when you do it full. So, but I'll get it done.
So you will go to, let's say I hire you. You come out, you use my hose, and then you've got your products, and you just scrub things down.
All I need is your hose, your electricity, and just leave me be for a few hours. And when you come back out, you'll be looking at a new car.
Nice. So let's walk me through maybe one of the most challenging jobs you've had so far.
Oh, there you
where
go.
Where you've kind of taken something that was pretty crusty and well ensconced in whatever dirt it had, and then brought it back to a really...
You don't have to name any names.
No names.
I'm trying to think, man. Well, here lately it's been kind of good, so I haven't been gritting my teeth too much, you know. But I did this little bug a while back. It was pretty. It was red, and it was pretty oxidized down, man. It took me like... Man, it probably took me like just 4 or 5 hours just from just buffing it on the outside, you know. And that's a bug, a little two-door bug, a little beetle.
I did that with my son's 2600 truck. I took 10 hours.
That's what I'm saying.
Just literally.
But oxidized paint is really
hard. It was oxidized.
It's like polishing a rug.
It, man.
There's a lot of.
But when I got done with it, it was like a cherry. That mug was all nice and red, man.
Beautiful.
It was pretty. I got it, and I have it on my Facebook page too, so you can see all
before
those
and
pictures.
After.
Oh. Before and after,
nice.
Yes.
Yeah, we're gonna link to Taran's Facebook page too.
Okay,
now you're local to Linwood, North Seattle, basically. What's the distance that you might go?
I mean,
good question.
Well, as long as you're paying, I really don't have a distance right now.
Well, I just came back from Idaho. You're not going to drive that far.
I mean, if you got the money, I will pull up.
I got a big question. This is a huge one. Sap.
Oh, yeah.
Tree sap, pine sap. That is the hardest. It ruins the paint. I've come to using alcohol very carefully with a cotton ball because I can't find any solvent to do this.
That's another thing, too. Man, I done seen people pull up because they didn't try to scratch the sap off with their razor blade.
Oh, yeah.
No.
So they
oh, yeah.
messed their paint up.
Now your paint's
so
gone.
So now I got to get scratches out.
But talk about how you get sap, because that's huge in our area.
Yeah, like I said, man, I get my stuff off at the chemical truck, the professional chemical truck, and he got everything you need on there, man. So I just, it's just finding the right thing to get that off, man. Like they got a lot of stuff just like sap remover. So
you just
got to find the right one, man. Like all that scratching it off, it don't work.
Like, no. I use, like I said, a cotton ball with a little thing and just keep slowly.
Same,
don't push down on it. Just kind of keep working it.
Well, pine sap
with that,
from pine trees.
Same thing with tar, man. Same thing with tar, man.
Yes.
You can wash your car a million times and then it never come off.
Yep.
But that's why you got people like me.
Okay.
Well, call me. I'll get
bug
it
and tar
off for
remover
you.
So
is,
after
is
the
a
show,
different chemical. Pine sap is actually now I lost it. Turpentine. That's pine sap. Turpentine is made from pine sap.
Right.
So
I got
turpentine
some,
will take off.
Oh yeah, it takes off paint.
Pine sap, but it also takes off the pink. I be real careful with it. Yeah. But birch sap is completely different.
Yeah, that's what
And it doesn't
I'm
work. I know this from personal experience. We used to live in a place that had birch trees on the parking strip, so it'd drip on everybody's car.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, well, man, now I'm you can't get it's like rubbing on sandpaper. Yep. You try to wash it.
And you got
to
get those things
feels
off
like
too.
Yeah.
Butt,
oh man. Yeah, exactly.
You do, cuz that's what I spent 10 hours on my son's truck. It had all this pitch on it everywhere.
Time.
And it was time, and I did the clay block and everything and brought it back. And then it was 2-3 hours just sitting there going over each one of those things
That's
and not ruining the paint.
Yeah.
Because you'll melt the paint if you're
exactly.
not careful.
Yep.
it was
a lot
buff,
of time, man. It's just really all it comes down to is time. That's the reason why it can be expensive, because of just the time. Like,
sure.
It's just not just washing it. It's just taking the time.
He's not parking under that tree anymore, is he?
Yeah, there's that.
We have a big one in our cul-de-sac, and it just kind of blows into wherever.
It's the worst.
So the other question I had is, what was maybe one of the, what's been one of a couple of your highlights of kind of cars you've got to do lately?
Let's see.
Any big bling cars?
Not really, just big bling. I did a lot of muscle cars little around here. I did a couple of challenges around here that were pretty nice. I did this nice little purple one. I liked his pretty much. He had the big boy motor in it, but, I mean, just by looking at it, you wouldn't tell. But, you know, when you walked up on it, you was like, yeah, that was Clay. So I did a couple of those. A couple big-time Lexuses around here, you know. I kind of got the little thing for these Edmund Moms group. They kind of got a thing for me washing their cars. So I've been doing a lot of their cars for them here lately.
Yep. That's you. I got him here.
Yep.
Right on.
Shine on a detailing.
Yeah, a lot of things like that, man. So
I'm going to your photo.
So
your
you're
photo
and you've been doing it for like two years. You said up
well,
here.
Well, just 2 years up here.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So like I've been doing this all my life. So just like I said, it's nothing.
But you're making a living out of it.
Yeah. Okay. Now I'm just making them. Now that's the only difference. Now I'm putting it into my full day schedule. This is what I'm doing all day. Every day, you know what I mean? Not doing nothing else, I'm doing detail.
And
this is great. Now, I got to break in.
Okay.
This is off of Taran's Facebook page. One of the first pictures in his thing is a before and after. I don't know what kind of car it is. I can't see it clearly. But
Cadillac.
Is it a Cadillac? Oh, it
yes,
is, because I see the...
And he was one of the dudes from...
August 30th, so this is just like, you know, not long ago.
A car club, too. I forgot what kind of car club he was in.
You see the difference.
Oh yeah,
the after is like a mirror. That's pretty nice, and it's black.
I like
so
to tell them you can do for all the ladies, you can do your makeup on the outside of your car.
Oh yeah,
you don't need the mirror no more.
Well,
and
you got the inside. Look at that, man.
Yes, sir.
The layering adds dimension to the paint.
Yes,
and that's what you know. You put the best paint on there, and they always say it's not just the paint; it's the wax and the buffing and everything.
How you come out?
How you come out on the other side, and you protect everything.
Yeah.
Because my son's doing a little bit of work on his old Crown Vic, and he just did flat black paint on it to get rid of all the other crap. And now he's got all the chrome and the aluminum, and he's going to do the really fine. I guess it's the steel wool, and you start out with a steel wool. And you really buff it out, and then you still have to put your waxes and everything on there
because
it'll pit out if you don't.
You got to get that shine to come out. Like that's the thing. Like I said, it might be dual when I start, but just depending on how it is, we might can bring a little shine back to it, man.
It's going to look nice.
Yes, and
so I just want to say thank you for coming in. It's been a lot of fun.
Oh, no, thank you for having me. Thank you for having me.
And I
got
to say, go to Shine Auto Detailing on Facebook. And go to his page, go to his photo page, because there's some amazing pictures in there. Some of the stuff that you've done, the cover photos are great, but the mobile uploads, there's 200 or so pictures in there.
Oh, there
really
you go.
Nice stuff.
Oh, yeah, we do work, man. I do work. I don't just sit around, man.
No,
this is what I do for a living now.
It's all gorgeous. And you know the price is right too. I mean, this one is. I'm not gonna. Well, I will quote it, but there's a kill on it. $40 exterior wash and wax. $50 outside the county.
Wow.
That is golden, friends. That
Come
is absolutely
it.
Golden.
That's awesome.
Well,
Come
thanks for being on. This is the greatest automotive information show in the known world, and a great hot rod story coming up next to share with your friends on Horsepower, Chrome, and Rust.
Today we decided to walk to school. The light counted. 15, 14.
41. 31? I mean, 13?
We took a left on Carroll Street. Danny's smart, but he gets distracted.
I realized
he forgot his homework.
I hope he doesn't have another bad day at school.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's Understood.org, a free resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Go from misunderstanding to Understood.org.
Hey guys, this is Carl with Garrett's Rod Shop on Horsepower, Chrome, and Rust. And these guys are great, so listen up.
Cartoons Magazine is back. You know those crazy car comics from the past. They've returned in the all-new Cartoons Magazine, featuring some of your favorite artists along with a whole slew of brand new ones, all working together to bring you an entire magazine full of one laugh-out-loud auto-related story after another. Bi-monthly issues are available at your local comic book store, newsstand, and directly through Cartoons Magazine website at cartoonsmag.com. That's cartoonsmag.com, where you can subscribe to a whole year's worth of fun. Cartoons Magazine, there's nothing else like it.
Okay, Forrest Animal. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org.
I want to thank my mommy for loving me so much.
For taking me to the doctor when I broke my foot.
For leaving me alone when I wanted to be alone.
And now, as a grown-up, I'm thankful for being able to take care of you, my dear mom. For taking you to your therapies. For understanding that sometimes you simply want to be alone.
Roles change without us noticing. That's why AARP gives you the information to provide even better care for your loved one. Visit aarp.org/caregiver.
It's time for Car Confidential. My glasses got all fogged up here. We're back with another story from Fenders, Fins, and Friends.
That's right.
What's up this week, Brady?
This
Let her rip,
one,
Peter Chip.
Ron, we have special for Steve.
Oh.
Ooh. Only for Steve, because this one is called the El Camino Errand.
Oh.
And I know that Steve will be paying close attention
yes.
to this.
I even got my own story about errands and El Caminos.
Oh, well, I don't know if we got time for your story.
Sounds like a pickup story to me.
I think so. Some employers love to play tricks on their newest employees. Once upon a time, the new guy was me, and the trick turned out to be on my new boss. One of my many jobs in the past was as a gopher and a cleanup kid at an automotive glass and upholstery shop. Ah, yes. I would help clean up broken glass in cars. I sense a blinker fluid story coming. I'd remove windshields, strip out interiors, sweep the floors, do any other menial jobs that needed to be done. It was easy work and it involved cars, so all was well. Best of all, the company had a new 1966 Chevy El Camino shop truck. It looked great. It was a stylish vehicle to run errands in, even if the errand had all of my coworkers laughing behind my back. Little did they know it was me who was laughing at them, he thinks. Lance likes to pretend that he's never been taken advantage of.
That's right.
I happened to... Well, never mind. The company had two branches. One was located in Lakewood, just south of Tacoma. The other was located in downtown Tacoma. And one slow day, I was asked to drive the Lakewood shop, drive from the Lakewood shop to the Tacoma shop to pick up the glass stretcher.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I worked with mold stretchers before.
Yeah, so the glass stretcher. The box said that this tool could be clamped on one end of a sheet of glass and then pulled to stretch the glass.
Right.
Yeah. The other employees listened to him. They tried to contain their laughter. Okay, I said, while thinking of the fun time soon to be spent in that new blue El Camino, I could hardly contain my own laughter. Of course, off I went on the supposedly fool's errand. Well, the drive between shops was about 5 miles if the most direct route was taken. The problem with the direct route, it just didn't include the city's best cruising street, 6th Avenue. This north end strip of asphalt and concrete was where all my friends chose to drive their cars during the daily sojourns up and down this main drag between the city's east and west ends. So the usual tour included stops at Frisco Freeze at the east end and King's Drive-In at the west end and Bush's Drive-In in the center. The Freeze was where my crowd spent their posing time, and that's exactly where the El Camino headed. Totally out of Lance's control. He had nothing. The car just drove him.
I've been there. It's a pretty cool restaurant.
Yeah. So it wasn't on the direct route, of course, to the Tacoma branch of the glass shop, but I didn't care. What was important to me was to show my new wheels to friends and to hang out for a short time. So down 6th Avenue I cruised in the El Camino, passing Kings and Bushes on the way to Frisco Freeze. It was lunchtime and a few friends were enjoying burgers in the parking lot. They admired the new Chevy glass hauler and laughed when I told him about me being so gullible as to fall for the glass stretching story. They understood what an easy decision it was to make: stay in the shop and clean up broken glass and bits of worn upholstery, or take an hour and have a burger and cruise the shop's chariot. I finished the burger, I said goodbye to friends, I headed to the downtown shop. They'd been tipped off that I was coming to pick up the glass stretcher, and they waited in anticipation of my humiliation. "Well, I'm here to get the glass stretcher," I said. "They need it at the Lakewood shop." They gave some excuse as to why it was not there and sent me back. Off I went to retrace my cruising route back to the other shop, which of course included passing by the triad of drive-ins. Upon my return, the manager asked, "What took me so long?" With a smirk, I said, "Well, not being sure if there really was such a thing as a glass stretcher, I decided to stop at the Frisco Freeze and check with some of my car buddies. They have never heard of such a tool." He then realized that he'd provided me excuse for a 2-hour break at the company's expense. The glass stretcher was never mentioned again.
And he got away with it because...
That'll learn him.
Sure.
But the boss probably totally just chuckled and went, "He outsmarted us.
He was too smart for us. That kid, that punk kid." You know, Fenders, Fins, and Friends is just one of Lance's books, and the subtitle is Confessions of a Car Guy. And, you know, you can get it on Amazon. You can get it from the Vintage Vehicle Show website. And Lance, he's nice enough to let us, you know, have fun with his stories and poke fun at him periodically. I have to say, I watch – Lance and I are friends on Facebook. We're friends in general. I'm happy to have him as a friend. And I keep watching picture. His garage, which we all know is better known as the Garage Mahal.
Yes.
He's been posting more pictures of it on there lately because I think he's using it to lure pinup models in to take pictures of Henry the Hillman.
Yes.
He's got a Hillman Minx.
He actually let me put my hot rod in his garage.
Did he?
And we had the pinup angels come in and
right.
did a photo shoot
yeah.
in his garage yep. for our third car show at the Triple X Beer Drive-In.
Yeah.
The third one.
Claims that garage draws women and who it tried to take advantage of him to let them take pictures in his garage.
There's some
I think he's embroidering that just a little bit, but it is a pretty nice garage.
It is. Well, speaking of Triple X,
yes.
Camaro versus Firebird Outlaw Rolling Rally Triple X Root Beer Drive-In is going on this weekend on the 13th.
Yeah.
And if you want more information, go to Western Washington Firebird's Facebook page, or Pacific Northwest Camaro Club Facebook page,
yep.
or the Northwest Thirds Gen Facebook page, or Sir William Wallace. And I got this little email, and they just said, and it's really cool. They start out, they're going to have a breakfast at the Triple X.
Yep. Yep.
Everybody is independent, taking care of themselves.
That's right.
And then it's not a show.
It's
then they're going to drive to the next
Social
location.
Distancing.
They're going to go to a park. And then they're going to hang out there. Then they're going to go to the Pacific Raceway.
Nice.
And then they're going to come back at 3 in the afternoon, 2, 3 o'clock, thereabouts, and end up having lunch, a late lunch at the Triple X. And there'll be just some hanging out, some additional things going on. But it's just
a coincidental meeting of several
people
with cars.
It's the Camaro versus Firebird Outlaw Rolling Rally. And
there is an event notification on Facebook that's going around for the thing. It's got a couple of great pictures.
It's on
of
Saturday or Sunday?
13th.
13th, yeah. Is that, that's Saturday, isn't it? I think it is. Steve is looking. None of us have a calendar. We don't know what day. I don't know what day it is.
It's Sunday.
It's Sunday.
That's
Sunday,
my birthday.
You'll pay for the whole chair, but you only need this.
So it's my birthday, actually, on that day, too.
Happy birthday, Steve.
Really? Yep. Yeah. Now you're 78, right?
61.
The Nathan Lipinski weekly trivia question is next.
Oh, it is.
And a peek at the next week's show.
But, Ron, we've still got more to go on this.
But that's
segment.
Okay. He's right. And the Nathan Lipinski weekly automotive trivia question is very special this week.
Ooh.
Oh, I'm not going to tell you why, but it is.
Well, put it in park and we'll stick around.
Oh, we'll be here. We are going to be here. By the way, speaking of cruise-ins, I have to say, I did go to, well, I sort of tagged along to a
yeah, you were Coeur d'Alene over on the weekend. Oh,
yeah, I spent the weekend in Coeur d'Alene. And I saw, it's already up on the, show page, there is the coolest hearse I have ever seen. I ran into this guy. His name is Ron Detmer. And his hearse is just the pimp. It's an 80-something Cadillac hearse.
Right.
You should see the paint. I wish I could have gotten better pictures.
It's all flamed out.
It's flamed. The thing is like miles deep. And the pictures that I took really don't do the thing justice. It's amazing. He won a couple of trophies at the show.
I saw the pictures.
Yeah. It's if you haven't been to the Facebook page, the Horsepower Chrome.
I
got to
ask.
Page,
I mean, I'm not a big hearse fan. It's just not my thing, but I do appreciate when somebody takes something and just beautifies it and transforms something like this into a rolling piece of art.
There's
so
a Facebook page
that
is just for hearses. And literally, it's called Hearses. And go
wasn't
there.
Wasn't that the Munstermobile or the Adams family that had the Hearst?
It was coffin car.
Coffin car. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. That was Grandpa's car.
Grandpa's car. Right. Yes.
It wasn't really a hearse. No. The big car that was sort of a hearse, but it really wasn't. Both of those were Roth cars, and I just can't beat them.
Bucket T's to build that.
Wow.
That's right.
Mr. Coach.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's just amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do it again. Nathan Lipinski Weekly Trivia Question is next. And put it, and a sneak peek at the show, next week's show. Put it in park and stick around.
We got it.
Man, do I love card night. You ready, boys? You got a king?
Go, Fish Stack!
Oh, come on! This is WWE superstar Titus O'Neil. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Hang on till right after these messages.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to, are you? Kids, work, listening to the radio. You're busy, which is great because busy people can't get prediabetes. Oh my, I read that wrong. They can. Should have worn my glasses. So visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take a short test, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Looking for a job worth talking about? Teaching is creative, collaborative, and intellectually challenging. See why teachers have better work stories at teachdfw.org and learn more about becoming a teacher. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
Did you hear the news? Cartoons Magazine is back. Yep, those car-crazy comics from the past have returned in an all-new Cartoons Magazine, featuring some of your favorite artists along with a whole slew of new ones, all working together to bring you an entire magazine filled with one laugh-out-loud auto-related story after another. Bi-monthly issues are available directly through the Cartoons Magazine website at cartoonsmag.com.
I'm jumping in with my clothes on!
Most party fouls are pretty dumb, but if you decide to drink and drive underage, you could lose your license and your freedom. Learn more at ultimatepartyfoul.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Help us if you can. You're an El Camino. El Camino man. Only you can understand.
We tried. When we first started this show, we tried to get Steve not to put this song on there. No, we didn't. Not very hard, because he really likes it, and it's a great
cool,
tune.
Huh?
It is Around the Wheel. This is where we talk about upcoming events and the Nathan Lipinski Weekly Automotive Trivia Question, which we kind of already teased a little bit in the last segment, because Ron wants to talk about it twice, and that's good. So I have to say, the guy that had the hearse that I saw in Coeur d'Alene over the weekend, I said his name was Ron Detmer. It's Ed Detmer. I've got it written here. I should have remembered.
Disclaimer.
What a great guy. I think it's the coolest hearse in Idaho.
It's pretty cool.
He drove up from Boise. Super car. It's a guy with a sense of humor. So he's got the hearse. He's got a couple of surfboards on the top that's part of the shtick. And he does the Dewey Weber surfboard shirt, And then he's got a skeleton sort of semi-dead zombie guy.
Who needs a Woody when you got a Hearst?
Hearse. There's no
hearse.
T. Hearst is the shifter.
That's a shifter.
Hearst is the car.
Thank you.
Anyway, he's got this dead guy, skeleton zombie guy that sits in the passenger seat. And, of course, because he can do this, he put a mask on the guy.
Nice.
Of course. This is perfect. It was good. So we talked about it. But the point I was making here was not so much that he had a cool car, which he did, but he also knew. I said, he says, so what's up? And I told him, well, I got this podcast, Horsepower, Chrome, and Rust.
Sure.
He says,
sure.
Oh, is that yours? And I said, well, yeah. And he says, I've listened to it a couple of times.
Nice.
One of the guys in his club apparently listens. I didn't get the guy's name. I should have. But he said, don't you do some question every week? I said, yeah, it was the trivia question, the Nathan Lipinski. And he says, yeah. He said, you ask how many cars were sold in Japan, American cars were sold in Japan. And I said, yeah, that was last week's question.
Oh, wow.
And he says, well, I don't know how many it was. He says, but I know the secret to the answer. And so the question last week we asked was, how many American cars were sold in Japan in 1995? And the answer isn't all that impressive. It's just 97,000 cars. He didn't know that, but he knew why I asked. These are cars by the big three. So they sold 97,000 cars in Japan in 1995. The reason that's important is that year was the first year that Japan sold more cars here than we sold there.
Oh.
That was the trick.
Ding, ding, ding,
and he knew it. Ding, ding, ding. So, Ed, you're going to get your name
right
next
on
to the picture of the Horsepower Chrome and Rust Barn Find dust can, which we have right here that Ron is holding up as though it was a prize in something. So we'll put that on there this week. And congratulations to him for running. Next week's question is very cool. It is even almost as good. Where did I do it? I just had it. Now I lost it. Oh, Chrysler got a great big start in the car business. Different from what you might think. How did they get their start? If you know, you can get to us at contact us at horsepowerchromerust.com. Ron knows. You can also send us a Facebook post or message. Either way, it's all good. And you too could win the coveted certificate of Horsepower Chrome and Rust Barn Find Dust. We reach over 1 million enthusiasts every week. We're still the top 10 of the automotive podcasts on Podomatic. We thank you for that.
Congratulations.
You can email the show at contact us at horsepowerchromerust.com, or you can message us on Facebook. We thank you for liking and following our Facebook page, because otherwise we'd be here by ourselves and kind of lonely. We are on Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and as we all say, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player FM, Podbay, CastBox. I don't even know where these guys are, but apparently they're sharing our show, so that's all good.
I heard something very interesting. I got a little post from Podomatic, and there are some supposedly pirate groups out there that are taking these things, and they put them on their own group. Don't say anything about you, and then they throw their own advertising in there.
Low-life scum.
So I'm kind of like, well, I'm at a point where I don't care where it's aired. More the merrier.
If you're pimping the show for us, that's all good.
And we got big news maybe somewhere down the road, because I can't say a darn thing.
No, you can't.
And if it goes through, then I will explain. But in the meantime, there's some things in the Wix. So
yeah, cool. We are also on YouTube, so if you want to see actually what we look like, frightening as that may be,
this will be up there.
You can check that out on that. Hey, thanks to Tyran Shine. Tyran Shine Automobile Detailing. There you go. We'll say that again.
Thank you very much, buddy.
And
good luck to you, man.
Foreman,
that's awesome.
And Steve Johann, I'm still Brady Wright, saying keep your eyes on the road, your hands on the wheel, and your foot to the floor. Drive fast, take risks, cruise on by next week for another Horsepower Chrome and Rust.
Do it.